All right, members, if you agree, make a start. Welcome, everybody. This is the 27th meeting of the Harbourfront Commission. Welcome, everybody. Just in terms of formality, let me just cover some points. First of all, the Society for the Protection of the Harbour has nominated Winston Chu to be their representative. Going forward, Winston, welcome. Welcome. Look forward to your contribution. And the Business Environment Council has nominated Mr. Andy Lewis to be their alternate to the Commission. So Andy is not here today, but obviously he will be here from time to time, and we'll welcome him when he joins us. Then we have alternates standing in today. We have Edward Leung standing in for Cathy Chu of the Tourism Commission. We have Simon Lau standing in for Miss Ingrid Young of the Transport Department. We have Alice Pang standing in for Mr. Lam of CEDZ, and Doris Fox standing in for Michelle Lee and of the LCSD, and Mr. Chuck is standing in for Mitzi Cheng of the Marine Department. So welcome to all the alternates. We look forward to your contribution during the day. And then in terms of apologies, I have one apology, and that's from KK Fong. Thank you. So that's the just in terms of representation at the meeting. Just before we move into the agenda proper, I just want to discuss with you an idea I've had, or a proposal I want to put to you in terms of the next meeting. The next meeting will be the last meeting of the term, if you like, for a number of members. It's obviously the last meeting in terms of the present term of the government. Commission is 7 years in being, if you like, and I think it's very timely at the next meeting. What I'd like to do is set some time aside to let's review the work of the Commission to date. Let's be very, if you like, critical of ourselves to the extent we need to be critical. Let's look at what's worked, let's look at what's not worked, and particularly let's discuss, if you like, how the Commission might operate in a more proactive manner in the future. I just sense we've become a little reactive. If you look at today's agenda, there's not a lot of meat there. There's not a lot of action and activity. It's obviously for the future. It's for the successors, if you like, to think carefully about the role of the Commission. But I would welcome, and just interested to have members' thoughts, a frank discussion about the future and obviously about the past. We can do it behind closed doors, so members can express themselves freely and be as critical analytical, if you like, as they like, but I really do think it's time to have a review, and I don't know what my co-chairs think. Vincent, do you think do you think it'd be time to have a review of where we are and what we've done and what we might do better?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Peter? Good. So members, could you perhaps before the next meeting prepare for that discussion? To the extent you need to look at old papers, go through things. Obviously, we'll ask the Harbour Unit to put together a brief of what they see we've achieved and the items, particularly the quick wins, if you like, and so on. But as I say, I think I'd appreciate a frank discussion about the future of the Commission, because even if we have an authority in the longer term, the Commission's going to have to manage the shop, if you like, for the next 2 or 3 years. So I think very important that we do focus on the work of the Commission in the short and medium term. So that will appear as an item in the agenda, and grateful if you could all be prepared for that discussion. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anybody wish to comment? Any thoughts? Please kick it.
To add one more point, yes, I fully agree that it's time to recap and then look forward. And to look forward, well, even before we discuss anything about Harbourfront Commission or authority and things like that, we have been granted $500 million. I wouldn't say granted, but money has been reserved, $500 million. And the Secretariat the Harbour Unit has identified projects. We have one meeting. But obviously, that will be a key role for the next term or whoever. I mean, taking care of this role as the Harbourfront Commission in the next 2 to 3 years. So I understand and fully appreciate there hasn't been much time for the Harbour Unit to actually get things, all the details crystallize and get things moving. But it would be nice if the harbor unit can also provide us with further information in addition to just what we have discussed in the first meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, well, if you could all prime yourselves, prepare yourselves, let's set aside probably an hour and a half for a closed door discussion about the past, the present and the future. Okay, thank you very much indeed. All right, let's move on then to the agenda proper. Item one, confirmation of minutes of the last meeting. Usual drill, draft minutes have been circulated to members, comments received, and then the further draft was circulated, no comments received on that. So can I take it that you're happy with the minutes as they stand? Thank you very much.